something that got a hold of me. Anybody remember that old hymn that we used to sing? Something got a hold of me that night. Something got a hold of me. I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me. Can I tell you, I went to a meeting one night, my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me. And when it got a hold of me, I don't act like I used to act. I don't walk like I used to walk. Will never measure up to God. But when God comes in and He begins to do the work on the inside of you, there's a change, a great change that takes place on inside. Hallelujah. It was Paul that said, "All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new." Find that limp was a reminder to Jacob of what God had done in his life. I wrestled with the Lord until I was changed. Can I tell someone in this building today that there's some things that you're wrestling with? You're not happy with who you are. You're not happy with what you are. You're not happy with the direction that your life is headed. But God's walked into this building today to do a great change in your life. Oh, let's clap our hands in it. Come on. Come on. Jacob, what's going on? There's been a change inside of me. Jacob, though, don't call me Jacob any longer. But God has changed not only my walk, not only my attitude, but God has changed my name. Instead of being a crafty deceiver, He's changed my name to one who strives with God. One who strives with God. That's what God changed his name too. That's what God changed about him. And you find that before Jacob left that wrestling match, that he had received some blessings and some promises from God. Can I tell you today that you might have the attitude that this is the way that I was born and this is the way that I will die. If God intended on me to be different, He would have made me different. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's why the Spirit of God dwells with us today. Hello? That's why the Spirit of God walks with us today. That's what the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you today. It changes the way you were. It changes who you were and what you were. And it gives you a new start in life. A new start. The Word of God says that thou hast favor with God and with men and hast prevailed. That means that you made it. That means that you became an overcomer. Let me tell someone today, you walked inside this building one way, but God's intention is that you walk out of here a different way. You might have walked in here a sinner today, but God wants to change the direction that your life has been headed. You might have been on your way to a devil's hell when you walked in here today, but God wants to put you on another path today. He wants to change the direction of your life. Amen. Let's lift our hands one more time and give Him praise and glory. Come on. Hallelujah. God's wanting to change our directions today. God's wanting to change where we have been headed, where we've been going. God wants to change our lives today. I don't know if I've told about Clayton and Cindy. Clayton, one Sunday or one Wednesday, was sitting at the church working, studying, getting ready for Wednesday night service. I noticed a gray single cab step-side pickup that had parked in our church driveway. Finally, after it had been sitting there for some time, I walked out and seen the man sitting in it. I said, "I'm Pastor Martintel. Just was wondering if there was something. I've seen you set. You've been sitting here for quite a while, and just wondering if there's something I could help you with." He said, "No, sir." He said, "I've just been praying that God would lead me to the right church." And he said, "I've driven up and down this street a number of times, and every time I pass this church, God told me that's where my help was at, and this is where He would change some things in my life."
All right.
Amen.
I said, "Why don't you come to service tonight?" He said, "I'll be here." That night at service, God miraculously did some things in Clayton's life, and following Sunday morning, Cindy was with Clayton. Sunday night, Cindy was his wife. Sunday night, Cindy's sister and Clayton and Cindy were there. Before it was over with, some 16, 18 people in that family that all started coming to the house of God because someone was sensitive enough to hear the voice of God. Let me tell you today, God wants to change some things in your life. You've been on a crooked road. You've been on a road that leads to destruction. But God's here to help you change the direction. Why don't we stand to our feet all across this field? Hallelujah. He wants to change. He wants to change. He wants to change. Maybe you've never really tasted, and you've never seen how good that God is. David, without ever having experienced the Holy Ghost, he wrote one day, he said, "Oh, taste and see how good that the Lord is." Without the Holy Ghost, he said that. Let me ask you today, what can you say now? What could we say now? Those that have already received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what can you say now? Looking back on what you used to be, looking back on where you used to be, and the life that you was living. What can you say now? Has God changed you? Has God changed you? Can you really say today that you're a better person than you was a few years ago? Can you really say today that life is really, really worth living now? Whereas when we look back in the past, we were just merely existing. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. God's talking to somebody this morning. God's talking to somebody this morning. You're not satisfied in the direction that you're going. God's put a church in your path today. God's put a message in your path today. He's wanting to help you. Can we all pray right now all across this building like that? Come on, everybody's praying. Everybody's praying. Everybody's talking to God. Why don't you allow God right now to make some changes in your life? Come on. Let God make some changes. Let today be the first day of the rest of the days of your life. Let today be the day of major endings and brand new beginnings in your life. Today.
Oh God, oh God.
Come on. Somebody's talking to me.
God is God.
God's trying to help you this morning. He's trying to get you to tear down that wall. He's trying to get you to tear down that facade. That false front that you've thrown up. Not wanting people to see who you are and what you are. But God's wanting to change that in your life right now. He's wanting to give you a reason to live. Come on. He's wanting to give you a reason to live. Hallelujah. I don't know any other way to close. Thank you. I don't know any other way to close the service today than just asking everybody to let's step out from where we are and let's just come and stand this morning. Come on. Everybody. I know statistics say that you'll never have a 100% cooperation, but wouldn't it be beautiful this morning if we could prove statistics wrong and that in the next few moments that we all could step out. And we could all just come together and stand and just talk to God. Whichever way that you're accustomed to talking to God, if you want to lift your hands, that's fine. If you just want to bow your head, that's fine. You just need God to help you today. You just need God to step into your life today and to make some changes. Come on. He's come to do that today. He's come to help you today. He's necessary. He'll take whatever needs are necessary just to help you today. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, talk to God. Come on, talk to God. Come on, talk to God. Talk to God. Pour yourself out to God. God, I can't make it alone. I can't make it alone. I can't do it with myself. I've got to have your help today, God. Help me today.
Help us, God.
Help me today. Come on.
Oh, help us, God. Help us, God.
Come on.
Oh,
Jesus.
Help us, God.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Come on, saints of God.